Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap on Monday, November 17th, 2025. Kicking off, the Insurance Council of Australia, or you might know them as the ICA, is advocating for some significant reforms in sunny Queensland. They're looking to tackle the pressing issue of rising insurance costs and improve housing resilience in the region. The Council has presented a plan to the Queensland Productivity Commission, with one key suggestion being to eliminate the 9% stamp duty on insurance premiums. Now, this seemingly small figure actually cost residents a whopping $1.66 billion in the 2024 to 2025 fiscal year. The ICA also is taking a robust stance against construction in areas prone to natural disasters, proposing stringent land use planning to help reduce the number of future insurance claims. Now, what does this mean for our tradespeople out there? Well, this could spell increased demand for your services and lower operational costs, so make sure to stay on top of these developments through your industry associations. In related insurance news, over in New South Wales, builders are being urged by BizCover to secure professional indemnity insurance well ahead of the July 1, 2026 cutoff. This is due to the extension of the Design and Building Practitioners Act 2021. This new legislative push mandates builders to have this insurance to cover potential liabilities extending up to 10 years post-construction. Covering your assets sounds like a smart move, and it promotes client trust as well as business stability in the face of upcoming regulatory changes. Now, if you're in the construction insurance market, there is more good news. Market studies by Marsh reveal that competition among insurers has led to some much-needed premium reductions, with averages dropping by about 5% for contract works insurance and as much as 10% for design and construction professional indemnity premiums. While great, remember to consult with your advisors to ensure you get not just the best price, but also the most comprehensive coverage for your needs. Shifting gears to transport, the National Road Freight Transport Association, or NatRoad, is at the forefront of demanding action against illegal employment practices in Australia's trucking industry, pointing out an uptick in sham contracting. This involves misclassifying employee drivers as independent contractors, a practice that undercuts fair competition, jeopardizes road safety, and runs roughshod over tax compliance. In the fight against these rogue practices, NatRoad has drawn 5 potential measures to the government's attention, including industry audits, personal liability for directors in non-compliant companies, and strengthening the Shadow Economy Task Force. That's all for tonight's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. As always, you can keep up with these stories and more at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, staying informed is the key to financial stability and success. I'm Paige Estrotori, and good night, Australia.